dragged Roma along to see Sharda, which is the one of the Tom Baker Doctor Who's written by Douglas Adams, which never got finished for writer's strike, I think was the reason. So they filmed parts of it, but they never finished it. So this was the filmed parts with animated parts spoken by the actual actors who are in it. So now, I dragged Roman along to see this because, hey,
now,
it's Tom
I kept
Baker.
Thinking, I know this story, and it turns out I've actually listened to the audio adventure.
And I liked, prior to new Doctor Who, Tom Baker was mostly my favourite in terms of old Doctor Who, and so I thought, yes, I want to go and see this, it sounds amusing. I'd forgotten how incredibly sexist old Doctor Who was, which was a bit of a problem.
They did have a bit of a problem with female Time Lord sort of being told to sit still and mind her.
Yes, you know, his companion is the Time Lord, but he was still treating her like she was, you know,
an earthling.
Not even an earthling, an irrelevance, and she saved them. So I had an issue with that, but other than that, it was kind of amusing to see, you know, old Doctor Who again.
I did like the boating down the river.
Yes, I've seen those shots.
Presumably
before.
That's the River Cam, I assume.
Was it Oxford they were in? Or Cambridge? I don't know where they were. I can't remember. They were at one of the universities in England, so Oxford or Cambridge. And the basic... I'm trying to remember the basic story now. Bad guys trying to free someone so he can take over the universe, and that universe would all become him. A strange concept, I thought, but anyway. So they got to go to the Great Time Lord prison, which everyone had forgotten about because of the not-quite-bad guy. So it was a twisty and journey and very old Doctor Who, but God, it was sexist.
The sexist point, what I found interesting was there was an article done not long ago where they talked about the fact that the showrunner is totally what covers that issue. So when Sarah started, she was a strong, independent, capable reporter.
She was, very much so.
And as when she was with Tom Baker, she started that way and then she went downhill because the showrunner changed. And they started insisting on the stories where she had to be the damsel in distress instead of being the one who helped save them.
Mm.
And so the showrunner really affects the sexism in Doctor Who.
So did Romana come before or after Sarah Jane? I don't
know. Romana came after because she was...
So they were with the showrunner who was doing the damsel in distress thing.
Sarah started with John Pertwee.
Yes, so you're right, yeah. Okay. Where did Layla come in? Was she after?
She was the second version of Romana.
Leela.
Yeah, Leela. Leela. Leela.
The
Leela.
The one with
Leela.
The thorn.
Yeah, the Leela woman.
Leela. I like the thorn.
Louisa Jameson.
Yes, her. But the animations were done well for the style of animation, though, where it kind of fitted. And it didn't, it melded together relatively okay.
I enjoyed the sequence where you got all these people running around on bicycles.
Yeah, that was cute, yeah.
I was amazed the Doctor didn't trip himself up with his scarf on the bicycle, but, you know.
And the great terrifying floating grey thing that would approach you very, 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 very slowly and touch your head and suck out your memories. Yeah, it was a very slow villain thing.
Have you ever watched The Prisoner?
Not for a long time.
Nothing like Rover.
Rover, the floaty grey bull.
It was white.
If you look right at me.
Oh, and the invisible spaceship that people bumped into. So, you know, it had all of those kind of Doctor Who elements.
Invisible spaceship in The Prison?
No, The Prisoner. I can show that.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes, it was a prison.
And the professor's TARDIS, which was actually his university room. So that was cool bits, but God, it was sexist.
Okay, but they restored the script. They finished it off. It's done. And it was Douglas Adams, of course.
It was, yeah.
Which is... So there are a few nice gags in there.
So not having read a lot of Douglas Adams, is he sexist?
No.
Not particularly.
No, I don't find him to be sexist, but I think it's probably what you were saying in terms of the showrunner.
Yeah.
I mean, he made female characters save the day, basically. It's just the way they were treated up to the point of them saving the day.